Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of A Quick Pint. Now, some of you have been asking me, what is the point? Is there any evolutionary point to familiar side? This is the idea that basically a man murders his wife and children. Surely there can be nothing more maladaptive than this. And so I want to look at this briefly today. And the answer is yes, it is maladaptive. It is a byproduct of a number of traits that could be adaptive in certain ecologies going wrong. Now, this has come to our attention because of a recent murder-suicide that has taken place in Epsom, in Surrey. The headmistress of Epsom College, one Mrs. Emma Patterson, and her daughter Letty, aged 7, it appears, were murdered by her husband George Patterson before he killed himself. So what is going on here? What kind of people engage? What is this thing? What kind of people engage in familiar side? Well, 91% of instances of it involve men. In 70% of instances of it, there has been previous violence against the female, and often the males will be possessive and jealous and suffering from depression. Being middle-aged, and particularly things having gone wrong in middle age, which is exactly the profile of this family, are also a predictor of familiaricide. Now, it seems to me there are basically three kinds of familiaricide. The first is that a man suffers from, due to something having gone wrong, perhaps in his work life or whatever, he suffers from very, very severe depression. And because he suffers from severe depression, he starts to feel that it would be better for him and it would be better for his family if he were dead, because he cannot earn. You could see this as a kind of pro-social form of suicidality. Better for him and better for his family if he were dead, because he could no longer provide for them. He's useless. In his view, he's useless. He's a waste of time. You have this spiraling depression in which there's constant negative thoughts which trigger further negative thoughts. Now, this can be seen as adaptive in the sense that when something bad happens to you, then particularly in an environment in which it is relatively easy, it is the food is on the trees and basic needs are met, then you have to understand why that happens to you. So you go away for a period in your cave and you feel bad, and therefore this helps to ensure that to train you for the bad things to not happen to you again, and you have lots of negative thoughts, then you come out of it. The problem is that if it's maladaptive, if you never come out of it, if the negative thoughts go worse and worse and worse and worse and worse, leading to suicidality, then obviously that's a maladaptive trait. That's something which is a problem. And then from there, such a person will reason that actually perhaps not only is it better if they are dead, but it's better if their family are dead, because their family, they want to spare their family the pain of them hitting rock bottom and of the poverty and drudgery and so forth. And so that's how the reasoning works. So it's a sort of offshoot of something that is adaptive, that is taken into maladaptive territory by a person being severely depressed and having the religion or whatever that should give them a coping mechanism does not hit in, and therefore they kill their family and they kill themselves. What's more likely in this case, however, is either narcissism or psychopathology. Let's look at psychopathology first. Psychopathology is people that are very low in agreeableness. They are very low in impulse control. They are very, very high in negative feelings. You can imagine that this is adaptive, again, in a fast life history strategy ecology, because it's been shown from research in the Yanomamo and whatever, that it's basically the men that have killed the most other men who reach the top of the hierarchy in a violent hierarchy, and so it's adaptive. However, it's now such people are in an evolutionary mismatch in which psychopathology is obviously not adaptive in a complex society. It leads to all kinds of problems with the law and so forth. So you could imagine that such a person, if his wife threatens to leave him, let's say, which seems is what is going on with this guy, is that they had lived apart and so forth, and then he was briefly back in her grace and favour home, which she had as the headmistress of Epsom College, which is this English public school. then you feel overwhelming feelings of hatred, overwhelming feelings of loathing, overwhelming feelings of anger that you simply cannot control. And in those circumstances, when you also have very low empathy and you just don't care about the feelings of others at all, and if you're evolved to a far psychosocial strategy ecology, where as far as you're concerned, well, you know, you could have other children. You could live fast, die young. You invest all your energy in sex. You don't invest in nurture. You could have loads of other children with loads of other people. I'll show my wife. I'll show my wife. I'll hurt her. I'll show her. I'll kill my daughter. And in fact, I will deal with my feelings of rage by killing my wife as well. And remember, in an extreme fast life strategy ecology of live fast, die young, in which you could be wiped out at any moment, and you invest energy in copulation rather than nurture, then, well, why not behave like that? You'll always find other people. You'll always find... there's nothing maladaptive in that ecology about such overwhelming sense of rage. And it's that same overwhelming rage which will help you to defeat other men in the battle for status and to overpower women with whom you wish to copulate or whatever. So it's adaptive in that kind of ecology. It's just that it's maladaptive in our ecology. So you kill the daughter, you kill the wife, but then if you are hitting with overwhelming feelings of self-loathing, and that is consistent with neuroticism, if you are high in psychopathology and you are depressed because you can't bear the thought of degenerating into just darkness and hell, and it's just beyond you. You can't bear the thought of what's going to happen to you now, of going to prison or whatever. You cannot bear the you have this stream of negative thoughts which get more and more negative and just take you into the abyss. Then you reason that it would be better to kill yourself than to carry on and to take the consequences. So that's the psychopathic way of doing it. And the third would be that you combine depression with narcissistic personality. This actually is much more vulnerable narcissistic personality. This is much more common, it seems to me, among those that engage in familicide. And this is that these people have a very weak ego, a very weak sense of self. They are very, very insecure. And what narcissism involves is often a person who is deeply, has all kinds of negative feelings, who is deeply insecure. And they cope with this by telling themselves that they are the best, that they are brilliant, that they are perfect, that they are wonderful. And then when they get into a relationship, of course, then they invest very heavily in the relationship. Their sense of self starts to depend on, which is very weak. That's why they have to create the narcissistic false self, which they don't really feel. And their sense of self depends on the relationship. The relationship makes them feel genuinely happy, genuinely important, genuinely worthwhile. It gives them a genuine state, as it were, sort of semi-stable sense of self. So when the relationship is challenged, then, of course, this is potentially confronting them with a complete lack of control, with complete chaos, with their own feelings of darkness, their own feelings of nothingness, their own feelings of worthlessness. And they can react to this with narcissistic rage therefore by killing the child in order to regain a sense of control over the wife, by killing the wife because she is, on the one hand, she's giving them a sense of importance and whatever, but on the other hand, she is reminding them of their own fragility by virtue of the fact that that she is needed to give them the sense of importance and the sense of feeling worthwhile. And therefore, there is this mixed feeling towards the person that concomitantly she gives him what he wants, but at the same time, she sort of reminds him of his own pitiful nature. And therefore, for that reason, she has to be destroyed as well. And then he is, having done this, of course, if he's suffering from depression anyway and suicidal thoughts and so forth, he is confronted with his own utter worthlessness, his own utter despair that life is going to get so bad that he might as well kill himself, and so he kills himself. And so what you have in the form of the psychopath and in the form of the narcissist is people that are adapted to a very different ecology from that in which we live, who have inclinations that may well be adaptive or in a certain sense in the different ecology, but are not adaptive now. And so what you end up with is this appalling phenomenon of familicide. And it's obviously absolutely tragic.
Hello, hello, hello! The Jolly Heretic is an online public house which meets on Mondays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. UK time, 2 p.m. New York, in which we discuss the kind of based, fearless science which is increasingly expunged from our woke, joke universities. If you would like to help the Jolly Heretic public house, and there are many ways you can do so, please, please, please become one of my patrons on Subscribestar. Also, if you want to, you can donate to the channel using Odyssey and Entropy, and you can also purchase Jolly Heretic merchandise, such as shirts and mugs. All of the links are in the description. Again, I'd be most violently grateful if you could assist the Jolly Heretic Public House, and I will see you all soon, and goodbye!